You're listening to Success with Michael and Faith. This podcast is dedicated to transformation through communication and information with the dynamic duo, Michael and Faith Thomas. Now, let's go right into the live conference call as they discuss personal development and 25 principles of success by Dr. Francine Hash.
Alrighty, welcome to the Pathways for Life Personal Development and Success Group Conference Call. We are your hosts and facilitators, Michael and Faith Thomas. One of the things we want to do before we get started, we want to give just a few brief announcements so everyone can be on the same page so you guys will know. We already know that every second and fourth Thursday, we have this conference call where we facilitate it. We have a Q&A session. So we also want to let you guys know that every month we do have face-to-face meetings here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So just to give you those announcements, I tell you, this is something, this year is already starting to move. What is it? This is the second meeting that we're having for the year. Not only is this the second meeting for the year, this is the second meeting for the decade. I'm really programming my mind to think in terms of decades. We not only need to think in terms of the year, but we need to think in terms of the decade. And as many of you all know, we covered goal setting. And we don't want to think about goal setting as far as from a perspective of just a year, but we want to think about goal setting from a perspective for the decade. Okay, so let's get these announcements. So before we begin, we want to say our next face-to-face meeting will be Saturday, January the 25th. The next face-to-face meeting will be Saturday, January the 25th, and it'll be at 1:30 p.m. The address for that meeting will be downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and that'll be 660 West 5th Street. So if you'll come to 660 West 5th Street in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and then come to the third floor to the Dudley Conference Room. So the third floor Dudley Conference Room, that's where we meet for our very next meeting. That's this Saturday. You don't want to miss it. That's where we're going to be facilitating and having our live vision party. We're going to be planning vision for this year, but not just planning vision for the year, but we're going to be planning vision boards, creating electronic vision boards, creating manual vision boards, not for the year, but for the decade. Okay. And so then after that, our next meeting in February, our next February face-to-face meeting will be February the 22nd, February the 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at that same location. And most of our meetings last about an hour and a half. Most of our face-to-face meetings, they last about an hour and a half. And again, that address is downtown Winston-Salem, 660 West 5th Street. 660 West 5th Street. Come to the third floor to the Dudley Conference Room. All right. Now, for those of you who may be new, I just want to say this about this success group. This success group is basically a collaboration with Pathways for Life and Propel Forward Incorporated. And if you'd like to know more about those organizations, of course, you can always visit our website at www.michaelandfaith.com. And I do spell Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. There are other ways to spell it, but I spell it A-E-L. So that's www.michaelandfaith.com. All right. So as your facilitators, what do we have next going on with this Pathways for Life? Okay. Pathways for Life is 25 principles for finding your truth. You know, we live in a generation that everyone is looking for purpose. Everyone is looking for truth. But this group, this success group, is about 25 principles for finding your truth for real success and happiness. And that's basically the book that we study. I don't say read, because the book that we go through for these 25 principles is really not a reading book, but it's more of a study book, a book of meditation, a book of learning. And that's 25 principles for finding your truth for real success and happiness. And that book is by Dr. Francine Hash, whom we affectionately call Dr. Fran. All right. So one of the things we like to often do in this success group is we like to define success, because there are so many definitions of success and what it means to be successful. But we have adopted in this Pathways for Life success group our working definition of success. We adopted from Mr. Earl Nightingale. And this is what it is. And we want everyone to memorize, to meditate until you can quote, say this definition of success verbatim. And here it is. The definition of success that we use here at this success group is this. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. I want everybody to hear that. As simple as that, that's a true and great definition of success. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. And what that basically means that anyone can be successful. Anyone can be successful. That means that if you are consistently and progressively going after your set goals to obtain and achieve them, then you are successful. If you're progressively going after your goals, then you are successful. Why? Because success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. So it's no excuse not to be successful, because we can all progressively and consistently go after our goals. But what this mastermind group is all about, we're about obtaining greater levels of success. We're about obtaining greater levels of success. So this evening, what we'll do is this evening, we're going to continue our discussion from second Thursday. We'll continue that discussion. In that discussion, we talked about principle number one from our book, principle number one. And principle number one was called the will of life, the will of life. And we also discussed principle number 11, which was goal setting. So these two principles, they really are connected and they go close together. And we thought that we would start the new year and the new decade out with these two, the will of life and goal setting, because both of these principles are leading us up to this Saturday when we're going to have our big vision board party, where we plan and create vision for the year. We plan and create vision for the decade. So you don't want to miss that. So we hope to see you guys this Saturday for that vision board party. And when you think about vision for the decade, if you really think about it, you know, you may not remember what happened in September of 1993. But however, we as a people, we tend to think of things in terms of decades. If you ask people what was going on in the 60s, what was going on in the 70s, what was going on in the 80s, what was going on in the 90s, we think of things in terms of decades. So we want to go ahead and prepare and be proactive and progressively set goals for the decade. So just to give you guys a brief recap of principle number one, the will of life. Principle number one, the will of life. Number one to that principle, there were six different categories to the will of life. And those six categories, for those of you who may have a pen, a pencil, a paper, or maybe you'll go back and listen to this recording, those six areas of the will of life was this. Number one was love and relationships. Love and relationships. Number two was physical and mental health. Number three was personal growth and leadership. Number four was career and business. And number five was financial security. You know, and when I think about financial security, I often think about a joke that I heard the great motivational speaker Les Brown say. You know, he said people are always talking about financial wealth and financial security and money. And then somebody, and you'll always run into somebody who says, well, money isn't everything. And so he said, I like to say money isn't everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. So that's my little meditation joke for the evening. Money's not everything, but I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's right up there with oxygen. It's extremely important. And for number six is recreation and free time. So those are the six different areas in the will of life. And the reason we combined the will of life in those six areas with principle number 11, which was goal setting, because we like to think of it in terms of everybody needs goals in each of these six areas. We should have goals in our relationships. We should have goals in our physical and mental health. We should have goals in our personal growth and leadership. We should have goals in career and business. We should have goals for our finances. And we should certainly have goals for our recreation and free time. So currently, what we want to think about and meditate in those six areas, we want to think about our current status. What is your current status in each of these areas of the will of life? We need to think about, write down what is working in each of these areas, but not only what is working, What's not working in these areas? What's falling short in these areas? And not just, you know, meditating and working on it by yourself, but also getting some feedback, getting in groups like this success group, getting feedback from your family about these areas in your life, getting feedback from your friends about this area in your life, and also getting feedback, most importantly, from your mentors. Because hopefully everybody in this success group has at least one, two, or three different mentors, whether they're in person, whether they're online. But we all need feedback outside of ourselves. So principle number 11, goal setting. And how we want to connect that into tonight's lesson, I'm going to ask Faith to come and elaborate on tonight. Tonight, we're going to be discussing vision. Why? Because this Saturday, we're preparing to create vision for the year and vision for the decade. And we're going to be creating vision boards. So Faith is going to come at this time to talk about vision.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'm so excited about our topic tonight because goal setting is actually one of my favorite things to talk about, because to me, it actually brings together a lot of things that we endeavor to do in life. I'm naturally inclined to be an administrator, so I actually see things and process and steps. So every time we get the opportunity to talk about goals, I really get fired up because I believe that is one of the keys to actually finding success and happiness, is actually setting goals and setting an intention as to what you want out of life and what you want to do with your life. Now, earlier this month, we talked about goals and we referenced the Passion Pyramid that was designed by the best-selling author and the founder of Dream University, Miss Marsha Weider. And in that pyramid, it serves as a tool that visually shows us how purpose is the foundation of achieving our goals. The next level of that pyramid constitutes our dreams, which then begin to shape the next level, which are our projects, or in other words, you can say your activities. And then those activities take you to the last level, which is your schedule. And that schedule is going to dictate your calendar. And in other words, that just says, how are you using your time and your resources? Your day-to-day living is actually your schedule. But when you work things from that pyramid foundation, the purpose being the foundation of it, and then you talk about your dreams, and then you begin to shape your activities around that dream, then you're really going to have a great schedule where your time, your resources, and your energy on a day-to-day basis is going to be going after that purpose and therefore aligning up for you to be able to realize your dreams. Now, we talk about, as you choose to align your life with that Passion Pyramid model, then you're going to begin to gain control over your life rather than what everyone else has planned for you, how everyone else sees how you should be using your time, your gifts, and your resources. When you align yourself with that Passion Pyramid, it allows you to really take more control over your life, and you're not living someone else's life or someone else's plan for your life. And so since tonight's topic is about vision, we want to break apart this Passion Pyramid and we want to focus on that second level, which is dream. Dreams are the second level of that Passion Pyramid. And the word dream and vision, they're almost interchangeable if you really look at the very nature of their definitions. So let's talk about that. What is a dream? A dream can be defined as a cherished aspiration, ambition, or ideal. And it typically begins to form in the mind with a series of thoughts, images, and sensations. So when you begin to dream, you begin to just come up with something. What is my cherished aspiration? What is that thing that I'm going after? What is my ambition? What is fueling my passion or my ideals as to what I think a great life is? And so what begins to happen is that your mind begins to take control when you actually dream, and your imagination kicks in, and you'll start having a series of thoughts and images and sensations as to what it would be like to actually achieve that dream. Now, on the other hand, a vision is the ability to think about or plan a future with your imagination and with wisdom. I want to say that again. A vision is the ability to think about or plan your future using your imagination and wisdom. And I really like that combination, because a lot of times when we talk about the word dreams or we talk about having a vision, a lot of times it seems so lofty. It seems so far off. It seems, people say, get your heads out of the clouds. It seems so fanciful that you really don't think it can actually happen. And so we say, what, that person is a dreamer, or that's a pipe dream. But here in the success group, what we like to talk about, how we like to encourage each other, is to actually say, you want to go after your dreams. Because when you have a dream, you actually have a vision. And that vision is not just your imagination kicking in, but it's also supported by wisdom. And we're going to be talking, as we discuss these 25 principles of success, we're actually going to be talking about how you can begin to shape the wisdom of life and the wisdom of things when you're going after a particular goal or you're tackling a particular project. The wisdom will begin to kick in that actually shapes those goals to make that dream a reality. And that dream is then no longer a dream, but actually you'll begin to walk into the fulfillment of the vision that you had for yourself. Because one of the things that we need to know about ourselves as human beings is that we were designed to dream, because dreaming is the creation station in which we begin to build the lives that we want. I want to say that again. We were designed to dream, because as human beings, in our dream, that is the creation station in which we begin to build the life that we want. Because you have to think about this, all human beings, each and every one of us, we all need food, water, and shelter. That just takes care of our basic needs. But if we really want to go beyond our need, every human being then has to tap into that imagination. And then that is where they begin to create a vision of how they're going to use their gifts, talents, resources, and time. Now, a vision doesn't have to be anything that's actually that seems so off in the distance, because some of us have short vision. And when I say short vision, what I mean is some of us just have a vision of our life to go to work every day, pay our bills, have enough to make ends meet, as we've heard the term say. And that's really about it. That is the vision that we have for our lives. We want to work. We want to be able to pay our bills. We want to then retire. And hopefully that we won't go into a poverty situation if we've actually saved enough money, or we've actually, put an investment in to be able to take care of ourselves when we get old. And that's really about the extent of where our vision is. However, if we take the time to dream and say, after I've done the practical things that daily life requires, we all have to work, we all have to pay bills, we all have to do that type of stuff. But if we allow ourselves to actually dream, and that dream is under the foundation of our purpose, and say, really, what would I like to do with my life? What would I like to do with my time, my talent, and my resources? And I actually just allow my imagination to take flight and really sit back and dream, what would that look like? And sometimes that type of task or that type of challenge that you would put out there to say, hey, people, go ahead and dream. Dream as high as you can and big as you can. The way that we actually can put some legs to what we're dreaming is to go back to those six areas that Michael talked about. He talked about financial security, career and business, recreation, our free time, growing personally in our personal development and our leadership, our health and our relationships. If you think about all of those six areas and just take a little bit of time each day to just dream and let your mind go as far as it can go in each one of those areas. What does financial security look like for you? Begin to shape a number in your mind. Then what does success look like in career and business? What would I want to do as far as my work and what brings in income to be able to take care of my needs? What type of recreation would I like to participate in? If I just really could dream and just go all the way out there, how would I like to spend my free time? In my personal growth, what are some things in my personality? Maybe I'm shy. Maybe I'm too aggressive. I procrastinate in all of those different areas in your personal growth. What are some areas, if you just really allowed yourself to dream, how do you see yourself? What is that imagination that you have that later on you'll begin to solidify with wisdom so that you can actually have vision for your life? And as Michael stated, not just for this year, but vision for a decade. And I want to talk about Well, we talked about short-sighted vision, where you just kind of go to work and you want to just make ends meet. And that's kind of short-sighted vision. But then there is long-sighted vision. And I thought about the women that were in the movie Hidden Figures, the African-American women that actually was the backbone of making sure that America was the first nation to actually enter into the airspace where we were able to land on the moon. Those types of women, they understood that within their purpose, they were supposed to do something great with their time, their resources, their energy, their mind, that they were supposed to put all of those things to use in order to do something great. And when they actually just tucked into themselves and begin to say, I'm going to use everything that's in me to do something great. It is my dream not to allow my race, not to allow my gender, not to allow the timing of when they were born and all of the challenges that were against them. They did not keep that. They did not allow that obstacle to keep them from dreaming and then begin to go towards the thing that was going to allow them to what do? Put man on the moon. And that was just such a gigantic step in the area of science and in the area of possibilities and what could be. And so those women in that movie, they actually are an inspiration to me to let me know that anything is possible if you allow yourself to dream. Anything is possible if you align yourself with that passion pyramid where your purpose is the foundation, and then you begin to dream, and then the activities that you participate in support the quality of that dream, and then at last your day-to-day interaction, your schedule is actually dictating how you are living from your purpose. So there's two things that vision serves as. One thing that vision does, it serves as a compass for where you're going. When you have a vision for your life, it is actually going to be the compass to direct you into what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. And I sometimes think about the phrase that says everything is good, but not everything is expedient. And I think a lot of us good people, sometimes we get caught up in doing what is good, but we have to take the time to say, hey, does this really go back and align to my purpose? Is this something that actually support the dream and the vision that I have for myself? Because if it doesn't, then we need to take some serious consideration, and maybe we need to turn down some engagements, and maybe we need to turn down some opportunities of where we could invest our time and our money, because we understand that it does not support that dream and that vision that we have for our life. So it serves as a great compass. And I don't know if anyone listening today actually has ever been in the wilderness or been hiking or ever been lost. But if you had to use a compass, what you understand is no matter where you are in that forest, no matter where you are on that hiking trail, if you somehow get lost, if you pull out your compass, it's going to let you know in what direction you need to go to get your life back on track. It's going to let you know what you need to do to get out of that wilderness. And some of us, we're in the wilderness of all of the things that we've involved ourselves in and all of the things that we've attached ourselves to, and we're really just lost on what the next step is. But what you want to do is that you want to take the time to allow yourself to dream and get a vision for yourself and get that vision fortified in your purpose. And like we stated in the last call, is that you may not know your purpose right now. So what you want to do is take the opportunity in this season to say, my purpose is to discover what makes me passionate, what makes me want to wake up in the morning and go after life. That becomes your purpose in that season, because some things are a seasonal purpose and some things are a lifetime purpose. And we'll talk about that at another stage, especially when we do our airtight goal setting workshop, where we can really begin to talk about what is a seasonal purpose and then what is a lifetime purpose. But either way, if you don't know what you're supposed to do and you feel like you're in that wilderness, you want to take the time to dream, what would I like to be doing at this time? And trust me, it will then become the compass that is going to lead you out of that wilderness or that place of confusion that you may feel like you're in. The second thing that vision does is that it provides the discipline that is required to achieve a dream. And I want to go back to something that I stated earlier, is that sometimes when we think of the word dream, we think that dream does not require any type of effort. If I just dream, then because of the very sound of the word and the connotation of the word, we feel like no effort goes behind a dream. No, every dream still requires effort if it's going to be realized. And so when you have a dream, when you have a vision for your life, it actually gives you the discipline to carry out those, what do we talk about? Activities, projects, and calendar. It then begins to shape it and give it discipline so that what you can achieve that dream. So for an example, getting back to the ladies of Hidden Figures, all of those ladies had to what? They had to perfect their mathematical skills, because at that time, the computer could not do the mathematical calculation of what it would take to leave the Earth's atmosphere, go into space and be able to come back. They had to mathematically figure that out. Well, for years, those ladies trained on how to quickly be able to do complex calculations in order to make that happen. So they had to have the discipline to every day, each and every day, apply themselves and apply their mind to their craft and to their passion, so that when it was time to perform, they were able to achieve the dream as far as helping our nation be the first to land on the moon. And so that's what you want to think about, what you use with your time, your money, and your resources. If you actually have a vision, that vision is going to give you the discipline. Another example of vision: if you want to go on a trip out of the country and you choose what other country you want to go to, by you having that vision and meditating on that vision, and that vision becoming a very fabric of your being that you know in your knower that this is something that's going to happen because you want it to happen, you will begin to shape your financial decisions around achieving that goal of going out of the country to the place that you would like to visit. So those are just some small examples of how vision, first of all, gives you a compass so that you know where you're going in the event that you get off the path or you get lost or you need to be discovered. You want to let your vision be your compass. But the second thing that you want to do is to recognize that when I have the vision, I now have the self-discipline to direct my time and my resources and my energy in the right direction. And so then you will have the ability to achieve everything that you see for yourself. And so we're so excited that this Saturday, we're going to be getting together at 660 West 5th Street. There on the third floor, we're going to do some more discussion about vision. But the main thing that we're going to do, we're just going to allow ourselves to dream. We're not going to short circuit the process of goal setting, because part of goal setting, when you allow yourself to dream, you're not trying to figure out how you're going to get it done. That part comes later. What you want to do is just free yourself from all of the shackles, all of the things that would sometimes get us to scale back on what we really want, because we begin to think about how we're going to make it happen, what we have and what we don't have. So we just want to prepare everyone's hearts and their minds that as we get together this Saturday and we begin to put together our vision board, things that we want to see happen in 2020 and things that we want to see over the next decade, we're just going to give ourselves permission and give ourselves the freedom to dream as far as we can dream, as high as we can dream. And therefore, we're going to be able to create concrete and solid vision for our lives.
That's so good. And you know, someone once said, aim for the moon, and even if you miss, what, you'll still be amongst the stars. You know, I love to hear, you know, Faith talk about vision, because the thing about Faith, she has an administrative gift. She's a administrator. Is that's one of her talents and one of her gifting. And when you think about vision, after you have vision, you have to begin to execute the work that needs to go into the vision. The Bible said it like this: faith without works is dead. Well, a vision without planning is also dead. And I know she's a planner, she's a project manager. And so she's going to be available to you this Saturday at our vision party. If you are interested, if you would like to attend our vision party, all you have to do is text the word vision party. Text the word vision party to 336-303-6615. I'll say that again. If you want to attend, text the words vision party to 336-303-6615. Let us know how many people plan to attend with you, because space is limited, and we're going to assist you in creating vision for this year and vision for the decade. You know, my favorite book says this: without a vision, the people perish. What does that mean? Without a vision, the people perish. The word perish literally means that people put off restraint. And when you think about putting off restraint, what you're saying is you're putting off discipline. When people who don't have vision are undisciplined people. But see, when you have a vision, if you have a vision to build a better life for you and your family, you have discipline to go out and work and do the things that's necessary and that it takes to build a better life for your life. So you won't be one of those people who lack vision. In other words, who lack putting off restraint, but you'll be one of those people that has vision. Therefore, you do not put off restraint. So in other words, you are a disciplined person that goes up. And one of the things we like to talk about in this success group is 16.8 hours. 16.8 hours is 10% of all the time that you have in a week. That's time that you can invest in yourself to think about, what is my purpose? What am I here for? What do I plan to achieve this year? What do I plan to achieve in the next 5 years? What do I plan to achieve in the next decade? And not just think about it, but what does in the Bible, Habakkuk 2:2, I believe it is. It says what? It says, write the vision. Write the vision. Write it down. So many times, I know so many people, they've heard this all over the world. I've heard thousands upon thousands of people quote it. They always say, write the vision and make it plain so that you can read it and so that you can run with it. But not only so that you can read it and run with it, so that when the law of attraction kicks in, which we talk about sometimes in this group, that when people are attracted to you because of your vision, when they show up, you now know how to utilize their talents and their gifts concerning your vision. So don't worry about how it's going to be done, but you do, as you know, we're going to be dreaming, we're going to be creating a vision, but eventually we will get into actually writing the vision down and having these vision boards, that's a part of it. Creating electronic vision boards, that's a part of it. Keeping the vision before you, that is a part of it. You know, and Faith talked about the foundation being purpose. You know, why do you get up in the morning? What makes you tick? What makes you excited? What is that thing that if you could do it all day, every day, you love it so much that you don't even have to get paid for it? Even though somebody may pay you to do it, you love it so much you would do it for free. That's when you're really getting into discovering your purpose. And this year, we're certainly going to be rolling out a workshop that we do called Discovering Your Purpose. And we will be giving you more information about that, because everybody needs to have that foundation of purpose. Everybody needs to have that foundation of purpose. Not only that, you need to have a purpose statement for your life. Everybody should come up with a purpose statement. And in this success group, we are a mastermind think tank. We can assist one another in coming up with these formulas and reaching our goals, our objectives, our projects, and our visions for this year, for this month, for this decade. And just to give you guys just an example real briefly, I just want to share with you guys what, as Michael and Faith and Faith and Michael, what our purpose statement is. Our main purpose, although we have many umbrellas that fall under it, our main purpose is to communicate information that leads to transformation. And that's why we're here speaking with you on this conference call tonight, because we know that our purpose is to communicate information that leads to transformation. That's what we do. The power of communicating information that leads to transformation. I'm not sure if we had enough time, have enough time left. I had something else I wanted Faith to elaborate on, but we'll talk about that this Saturday. So hopefully you guys will join us. Faith, do you have those final announcements? We'll give that to you. We hope to see you in downtown Winston-Salem this Saturday. So what we'll do right now, we'll see you soon, but we are going to open up the lines for questions, for comments, for commentary. We're going to take you guys out of presentation mode. So if you have a question, if you have a comment concerning purpose, concerning vision, concerning any of these things that we've discussed, I'm going to take us out of presentation mode and we're going to go into conversation mode. And all you have to do is unmute your phone, give us some feedback on if something sparked a thought that we said, give us some feedback. So here we go. Let's get out of presentation mode and go into conversation mode.
Thank you for listening to Success with Michael and Faith Thomas. To find out more about this dynamic duo, visit www.michaelandfaith.com.